Welcome to Proverb Practicals. Proverb Practicals is brought to you by Grace Bible Church of Milton, Florida. Open your Bible to the announced proverb and follow along with Bible teacher Ludwig Opager as he shares with you another Proverb Practicals.
Proverbs 13:10. Only by pride cometh contention, but with the well-advised is wisdom. The word of God is sharp and surgical. It cuts things one from another and allows us to examine the parts that make up the whole. It dissects and opens hidden things to our view. One of the great gifts of the Word of God is its ability to show the proper source of things. I like to know where things come from. If I know that, I will be able to learn things which will help me. In this verse, we are told that the source of contention, strife, and quarreling is pride. Mark it down. God says that it is pride. Even when you are right and stir up strife or contention, the source of that contention is pride. And when you are wrong and stir up strife or contention, the source of that contention is pride. It does not matter if you are right or wrong. Just look deep enough in the matter, and pride's ugly face will reveal itself. Do you want to know how to identify pride on your part? Are you the cause of contention, strife, and quarrels? If so, then the source of that contention is pride. No matter how righteous you may think you are, God tells us in this verse that pride is the source of your contention, your strife. Pride darkens my mind to my faults, and it also darkens my mind to your virtues. It paints your faults and my faults with makeup that distorts the truth. The magnifying glass of pride enhances my virtues, but enlarges your faults. In my eyes, it makes me look good and you look bad. It is easier to recognize in others than in myself. My heart arranges it like that. Pride produces contempt of others, which results in provoking speech and arrogant behavior. Pride produced those to whom Jesus spoke in Luke 18:9, who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. It produced the Pharisee who stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank thee that I am not as other men are. It produced the desire for preeminence on the part of the mother of James and John as she sought special office for her sons. Pride produced the challenges to the authority that God had given Moses. It produced the itching ears of the apostasy, the ears that desire unsound doctrine and all the contention that results from it. The human heart may even produce pride in those who claim to contend for the faith, when in reality they contend for their own advancement and their own profit. Pride can slip in under many covers, even the cover of glorifying God. As a wise commentator once said, it is the inmost coat which we put on first and take off last. The bottom line is that pride is rebellion against God, because it attributes to self the honor and glory due to God alone. Pride justifies itself by saying, honor must be preserved, insult must be avenged, competitors must be vanquished, superiors must be equaled and surpassed, rights must be protected. But pride has no understanding of God's word. God says in 1 Corinthians 6:7, that it is better to be defrauded than to have contention or strife. Now therefore there is utterly a fault among you, because ye go to law one with another. Why do ye not rather take wrong? Why do ye not rather suffer yourselves to be defrauded? Nor does pride understand Matthew 5:39-46. But I say unto you that ye resist not evil, but whosoever shall smite thee on thy right cheek, turn to him the other also. And if any man will sue thee at the law and take away thy coat, let him have thy cloak also. And whosoever shall compel thee to go a mile, go with him twain. Remember what Jesus said in Matthew 5:11-12. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake, rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. The Christian is not to be a man of the world. He is to live on a higher plane. His spirit is to be a humble spirit, a modest spirit, a non-strife-producing spirit. He is to have a well-advised spirit. The well-advised spirit is advised by the Word of God as administered to him by the Holy Spirit of God. Philippians 2:3 is the way of life for the well-advised spirit. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind. Let each esteem other better than themselves. The humble will not let themselves be drawn into contention and strife. If they are treated poorly or unfairly for Christ's sake, they rejoice and are exceedingly glad, for their reward is great in heaven. Their right cheek easily turns to provide another cheek for smiting. They covet not their cloak, so that they may give it to the one who stole their coat. And they easily walk the second mile with those who force them to walk the first mile. These are the well-advised. These are the wise.
We trust you have been blessed by today's proverb. You may find us on the web at www.proverbpracticals.com. This program is a production of Grace Bible Church in Milton, Florida. Thank you for listening, and tune in again to hear another Proverb Practicals.